Sonia Thompson and Adam Carr are Milwaukee-based artists who work together to create site-specific public art projects. Their most recent is named Listening to Mitchell, and they're sharing audio postcards from the project here on Fridays until the end of the month. Here is this week's piece.
Just relax it, dude. I don't want to deal with work or nothing to do with work. You know what I mean?
Listening to Mitchell is an installation of image and sound that transforms over 50 interviews into an experience of place and its collective memory. The installation is currently on the street, woven through historic Mitchell Street's 7 blocks from the Majeska to St. Stan's. And throughout its duration, we are sharing the voices and the sounds of Mitchell Street here on Lake Effect.
Whose street is this, anyways?
I think that people come to Mitchell Street for a reason. I don't think that they come, oh, I'm going to go see what's going on Mitchell Street.
If you're looking for something specific that maybe you can't find anyplace else, Mitchell Street is a good place to still go.
And so there's so many different ways that I remember Mitchell Street.
And Mitchell Street was always crowded.
But on Mitchell Street, you'd see ducks hanging, the heads of pigs and other sausages all hanging.
I remember seeing her on Mitchell Street back in the day before we got married.
Everyone goes to Mitchell Street, you know, to get your quinceañera invites or something. But just looking back now, it's always been overlooked somehow by these other major streets.
People ask me all the time, they say, what are you still doing on Mitchell Street? And I said, you know what? I can walk a block from my place in either direction and see the whole world. And it's like, and a lot of them, they just don't get it.
Even with, you know, the roller coaster that it's been, you know, you see a lot of people on Mitchell Street.
Once they leave, then what's going to happen with those buildings, which is what has actually happened with Mitchell Street. Mm-hmm. You got so many vacant buildings that they could combine them and make something huge.
And then Mitchell Street became like a ghost town. I mean, not much happened in Mitchell Street in the 2000s.
Looking back at it now, I know Mitchell Street's several failed experiments.
Everything you need is on the south side. And it used to be back in the day, everything you needed was on Mitchell Street. There were doctors, there's psychiatrists, there's Goldman's. You know, there was really no need to go past Mitchell Street if you needed something.
And we would ride our bikes all over Mitchell Street.
Karate lessons on Mitchell Street. It was a dojo. It was on 7th or 8th.
Pretty much the only place I remember as a little kid growing up and spending every single day on Mitchell Street. Home to us was Mitchell Street. We felt more like we could be ourselves a little more on Mitchell Street.
I spent so many of my days, so much of my time on Mitchell Street, being from a girl, a little girl, to where everything seems so big, to kind of like the pre-teeny bopper where it's like, okay, it's a chore, we're going here. And then going into that adolescence, that's where I was, the only place I was able to really express and test out my freedom. So it was very...
We got to keep going. You know, we're not going to be scared because it's vandalism here. We got to stay here. We got to work here. So we got to do what we have to do to keep the festival going.
Listening to Mitchell is on Mitchell Street from the Majeska to St. Stan's until the end of September. Guides to the installation are available at businesses on Mitchell Street and throughout the city. More information at listeningtomitchell.org. One last break and then an in-studio concert from Racine native Zachary Scott Johnson. It's Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio.